Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
All righty, we are back. My guest this morning is the president and CEO of OwnYourMoney.com, a CPA and expert in handling your money, Ms. Belinda Fuchs. Welcome back, Belinda.
Thank you, Ron. It's great to be back.
Well, it's been a while. Your appearances here have been rather scarce over the last few months because of your busy schedule,
exactly.
Traveling the world, being on all the media around the country. It's busy.
I know. It's nice to be back, though. Yeah, for sure.
This, of course, is your last show.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if our listeners are aware that our station is sold. And there's going to be religious programming on this station, WBIX, which is changing its name, I believe, to something else.
Right. No longer the business station.
And probably. I think next Wednesday is our last day. So
wow.
We've got a week.
Countdown. Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Goodness. Well, thank you for having me on. And yeah, I think there's so much that we can be talking about.
So this is it.
Empowering
this is
people.
Everything you know, all advice that you have stored in that brain of yours.
Wow.
You have to tell our listeners today.
Wow.
This is it.
Well, I'm writing a book. If you want to read a draft of the book, email me at info@ownyourmoney and I'll, you know, consider letting you see that. It's easier to get everything out in 200 pages than it is in, the next 40 minutes. But I will do my best to share the best and brightest of Own Your Money.
All right. Well, let's start with a trivia question.
Okay.
Did you like our new trivia music? Yeah? Okay. Well, folks, we have a family four-pack of tickets to King Richard's Fair in Carver, Massachusetts for the first person with the correct answer, as long as that person has not won on our station in 30 days. So, the trivia question is, Belinda, please.
The Food and Drug Administration announced it is poised to approve the first genetically modified animal for human consumption. What animal is it? That's the question.
Okay. That is it, folks. If you know
repeat it, or you
what can... living thing that is.
So the FDA announced it is poised to approve the first genetically modified animal for human consumption. Tell us, what animal is it?
Okay, folks, if you know... And you're the first person to call us with the correct answer at 877-NEW-1060. That's 877-639-1060. You're going to win the family four-pack of tickets to King Richard's Fair. Of course, that's in Carver, Massachusetts. And have you been to Carver, Belinda?
I haven't been to this particular Renaissance Fair, but I did go to one over the summer, and it was a great time. So, highly recommend it.
Oh,
yeah, who knew,
but
huh?
It couldn't be as big as King Richard's Fair.
It's not nearly as big. We were talking about how great this one must be. So
yes, yeah,
looking
it's
forward
fabulous.
To it. It's only there for like a month or so, so it's definitely just take advantage now and go for it.
And these tickets are good any time in the month of September. So if
so
you'd
call
like
us,
to take
make
a
your guess.
Yes, you can guess, folks. Yeah, if you're incorrect, there's no penalties. Although now that it's our last week, maybe we should impose some penalties.
They have to ask a question. What's the penalty?
There you go. You have to ask us a question, too.
Now it's your chance.
You can guess, folks. 877-NEW-1060. And if you have any questions for us and my guest, CPA, Belinda Fuchs from OwnYourMoney.com, give us a call at that same number, 877-NEW-1060. Now, Belinda, today we're talking about five tips to put money in your pocket now to avoid your financial hangover and really do anything you want to do, but most people lean towards saving today.
Yes, you know, it's interesting you said that. I had just heard that, you know, as early as like less than 2 years ago, the savings rate was about zero or negative 1%.
Right.
And then the latest is that it's about 6 to 7% people are saving right now.
Right. And
so
we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Is it Norma from Salem, Massachusetts?
Norma, what do you think?
How are you?
Hello.
Do you have an answer to our trivia question, Norma?
I do. I think it's a salmon.
It is a salmon.
Wow.
We have a winner.
Crowd goes wild.
Yes, and that surprised all of us. But food from Equal Advantage Salmon. It's safe to eat as food from other Atlantic salmon, the FDA staff wrote in the briefing document. So we have to trust the FDA, which spends a lot of money, quite foolishly most of the time. but they are a government agency, so what do you expect? Right? Okay, folks.
Having an eventful morning here already.
Thanks, Norma.
Thanks,
for
Norma.
Your,
Congratulations.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Congratulations and enjoy King
Richard's
Fair. I
have a question for Norma. How did you know that?
Well, there's so many different things that get genetically modified these days that you got to stay on top of it, don't you?
Ah, you're a biologist, aren't you?
Wow, good for you.
All righty. Okay, folks, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060 for any of your investment questions and especially questions for
you
my
guests.
You can
have the investment questions, and I'll have the day-to-day money management and beliefs questions.
Okay, well, what's the impact, Belinda, when people really don't take control of their money?
Well, you know, so we were just talking about the savings rate and how the savings rate has gone up. But what's so interesting is that I feel like the level of control has gone up a bit, but really the level of stress has gone up. You know, I feel like people are just much more worried about everything. And what I want to do is have people start to understand that they can take control of their money without necessarily feeling that that they're doing something wrong or that they need to be stressed about it, that there's a real empowering way to be. Because when people don't take control of their money, they just wallow. They just sit in this level of stress that is debilitating. I mean, it's distracting the people at work, and it really does take away from your productivity, from your performance, besides the fact that you may have creditors calling. I mean, there's so much that's happening. And earlier we touched on, too, that to be able to take advantage of some of the things that are happening right now in the economy, like lower mortgage rates, you do need good credit. Mm-hmm. There are things that you need to be doing to take charge yourself so that you can really maximize how to use money as a tool for you in your life instead of feeling like it has to be a stressor. And it's been really interesting lately. Just in the last week, I've had so many conversations, it seems, where people have just grown up and developed this sense of almost fear or dislike of money, surprisingly enough. And you operate in the money world, and maybe you see this when clients come into you, but that people just want to avoid it. And so they don't want to take charge of it. And in essence, though, they let it own them. Have you ever found that when people come in?
Well, I know what you mean, because certainly people kind of stress because they don't really know what to do with their money many times, because everything seems to be having problems today. Now, of course, our listeners know where they should be investing today, and we're talking high-income vehicles.
Or call you.
There's
really a piece of getting expert help.
Yes, indeed. Of course, there's some people that, you know, I had a woman that came in here, and she had all stocks. She's in her portfolio, all she had was stocks. And I said, well, maybe we should sell some of these.
Yeah.
Especially since capital gains will never be lower than they are right now, and they'll probably be going up next year.
Right.
It really depends on our tax bracket, but as far as we know, we think they're going up next year when the Bush tax cuts go away. But we don't know exactly, because they are looking at extending them depending on what your tax bracket is. But they may be the same, but they're certainly not going to be any lower than they are now. But this is a good time to maybe get rid and rebalance some of these portfolios that are stock heavy and have all this risk. Just the prospects for the stock market over the next, certainly at least the next 5 years, are certainly not very good. Not just here, but in Europe and any of the developed nations, Japan, we all have huge debt problems, and people are more in save mode than they are in spending mode. And that means that companies aren't going to be making the money that they've made in the past. That means that the stock markets aren't going to do well. But if you can get high-income vehicles that are paying in the 10% range, you don't have to worry about the capital gain because you're making good money on the income side.
Right, and that's why people need to be calling you to find out about these things. What I see a lot of times, too, is that people will be saving the money, but then they don't know what to do with it. They don't know who to call. You know, they don't feel like they have the expertise. And so instead of doing the wrong thing, often people do nothing. And so it's really a matter of being able to say, okay, what's the team? Who's the team that I need? You know, what can I be doing? And knowing that you can be financially independent and not doing it alone. And I think that people oftentimes have just kind of gone into their cave, their home, and said, okay, I'm going to fortify myself. And it's really a time when you can be tapping some resources like financial advisors, accountants, or financial coaches like myself to really learn how to take charge. And maybe we can talk more about that after the break.
Certainly we can, and we'll take any questions that our listeners have. Just give us a call at 877-NEW-1060.
Ron Birnbaum and the Financial Consultants will be right back on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.